Welcome to the Never Not Thinking podcast, where I'll be sharing all my thoughts, stories, and struggles with you as a 23-year-old that can't stop overthinking. Hi, welcome. I'm Kimberly. I'm 23. I live in the beautiful country of the Netherlands, and I'm finally starting a podcast. This is something that I've been wanting to do for the longest time, and I always thought people with podcasts are such interesting people. I don't know, there's just something about having a podcast that makes you like really interesting. I don't know, I'm not saying I'm interesting at all, but I am really grateful for you listening to my podcast, even though you don't even know me. So yeah, a little bit about me. I am currently working as a freelance video editor, and I love content creation. So I have a TikTok. If you want to follow me there, it's Kimberly Mies, which is my first and last name. And you can also follow me on Instagram. It's also Kimberly Mies. So yeah, I'm super excited to try this and like, I don't know, get into my podcast era. It's been on my vision board for 2024. The thing that kind of pushed me over the edge was my boyfriend buying a new microphone, which is the microphone I'm talking into right now. I hope the quality is gonna be crisp. That's my phone falling over. So this is part of the first episode. You know, things are gonna go wrong. It's okay, we're learning. So it's okay, it's okay. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is moving out of the city. Okay, a little backstory. Right now, I live in a super small town right at the bottom of the Netherlands. It's called Zierikzee. You probably don't know it, especially if you're not from the Netherlands. It's a super small town in the province of Zeeland, and it's super cute. It's like really, it's almost kind of medieval. I don't know. It has like all these old houses, and it's got a harbor. It's kind of a, you know, everybody knows each other kind of town. That's kind of how I grew up as well. I grew up in this province in a different city, and then I decided to move to the city, which was the biggest mistake of my life. It all kind of started when I was like 13 to 16, I think. I was obsessed with London. I wanted to live in London. I wanted to visit. I wanted to, I don't know, kind of live this London life. And I don't really know where that came from. I was a big One Direction fan, so maybe that kind of had some influence on me. But yeah, I was obsessed with London, even though I had never been there. I was always talking about living there, going there when I was older. And one day, my parents surprised me with a trip to London. And I remember crying. I remember crying so much because I was so excited to like go to the big city and everything. It kind of was like my big girl dream. So we went there. A few years later, we went to London like on a school trip. And I remember us going into the what's the thing called, like the big touristy thing. Not me googling it right now. Oh yeah, it's called the London Eye, you know, like the big Ferris wheel. We went inside the London Eye, and I remember seeing like the view, and you like you could see like the skyline of London. And I remember it was so embarrassing. It's still to this day so embarrassing to talk about it, but I remember crying. I can't even say it. I remember crying. Yeah, in front of my classmates, because it was our last night and I knew I had to leave the city. And I loved it there. Like, I freaking loved it. You have to imagine me growing up in this small town, you know, small town girl. There's not much to do, honestly. Like, you kind of find things to do with your friends. You go hang some places and, you know, that's kind of fun. But it's like, it's so different from the big city where there's like lots to do. Lots of shops, lots of restaurants, bars, cool places to visit. Yeah, I didn't want to go back. I just didn't want to go back. Moving forward in time, I met my boyfriend in 2021. I was still living with my parents in this small town in the province of Zeeland, and he lived in a different town on the other side of the country. The other side. We met through Tinder, don't judge me. So yeah, basically what happened is I moved in with him. He was living on his own on the other side of the country, and I freaking hated it there because it was a small town once again, but it was a small town on the other side of the country where I had no friends. So I lived there with my boyfriend for like not even a year, like 10 months. I think I lived there for 10 months and I was freaking sick of it. Like I had enough. I had enough of the small town life, which was even worse on the other side of the country. And I decided that we should move to a big city. So there's a few big cities in the Netherlands. We're a small country, so there's not a lot to choose from. And I really, really wanted to live in Utrecht, which is like the cutest city here, in my opinion. There were no houses available in Utrecht. The housing market here is terrible. It has been terrible for like, I would say the past few years. But then there was this apartment that opened up in Den Haag, which is like the political center of the Netherlands. I wasn't really sure about it, but I went for it anyways, especially because there was also a school there that I really wanted to go to. So that's why we picked Den Haag. So by the summer of 2022, we had moved into the new apartment. I was so excited. Like, oh my God, there were all these shops, like all the good shops, like Zara, Urban Outfitters, you know, all the cool girl shops that, you know, I don't really care about that anymore as much. But back then, oh my God, like I was used to having like small boutiques, and maybe like we had one H&M, but they had all the crappy stuff. I was really, really excited. So basically I quit my study after a week. Again, not the moral of the story, but that happened. And we decided to still live there because I loved it. I loved it there. And also we had to rent the place for a minimum of 1 year. So we were also kind of stuck. But I didn't mind. I was so happy. So I quit school and I decided to go full time on my freelance adventure, which I kind of started back then. And that went pretty well. I could sustain myself. We were able to live there and just, you know, work from home, have fun, go explore. There was also a big beach nearby, Scheveningen Beach. And I freaking loved it because I kind of also chose this specific town because it is located near the beach. And I grew up living near the beach. So that was kind of a key element for me. Spoiler alert, the beach sucked. It was nothing like the beaches we have here in Zeeland. The beaches here are calm. There's like a few people walking their dogs. And it's just, it's so freaking chill. It's like nature giving you a warm hug. The beach in Scheveningen. Oh my freaking God. Like there's so many tourists. So many day trip people. It was just no fun for me to be there. Like the first couple of times I loved it. I thought it was so cute that there was a beach that was kind of like I don't know, like I was on vacation or something. And when summer arrived, oh my God, don't even get me started. Because we went to the beach on these little rental scooters. We stayed there for the whole day. At the end of the day, we wanted to get like a rental scooter to go back home. They were all gone because it was so freaking crowded. So that was a whole struggle to get home. The trams were super crowded as well. Like you couldn't even get in. You know those underground metros in Japan where they like kind of push the people inside? That's how it was. That's how it was. And I kind of am claustrophobic, so that was my nightmare. Anyways, we ended up getting a taxi. It was super expensive as well, so that kind of flopped. But yeah, that's kind of when I started to notice how overwhelmed I get when it's super crowded. And I started to notice that more and more. Like, I kind of had an epiphany. My boyfriend was like, this is what the city is really all about. We need to just get used to it. So I gave it a chance. Until one day, I went to the city center. And I wanted to get some clothes or whatever, or some makeup, I don't know. And there's this big warehouse in the Netherlands that's called Bijenkorf. If you're from here, you definitely know it. At the entrance of the Bijenkorf, there was this man. It was a homeless man. And he was laying very still under a blanket. And I thought he was sleeping, you know. Until all these policemen showed up, checked on him, ambulance came. And okay, so I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like 98% sure that this man, unfortunately, had passed away. Probably from starvation or hypothermia, which is really tragic and sad. And I never really used to go into the city alone. I usually went with my boyfriend because, you know, we both work from home. So if I decided to go into the city, he usually would come with me. But this time I was alone and I was really, really freaked out. I kind of realized how tough the big city is and how unfair it is. And You know, I had never been exposed to things like this because I grew up in such a small city where things like this never really happened. So that was really shocking to me. And a couple of things like this happened to me. And I'm sure if you're from a big city as well, that this is not something new to you, that this is like kind of an everyday thing to you, maybe, to see lots and lots of homeless people and other like awful things that happen, you know, people that are fighting on the street, people that are peeing on the street. Like, I can imagine if you're from like New York or something, this is like no biggie for you. I wasn't used to it, and I was freaked out. I remember going home to my boyfriend and I was like, I really want to leave this place. It is making me so depressed. And even now when I'm talking about it, like, I get so depressed. So yeah, that was one part of me wanting to move out of the city. And the other part had to do with the apartment. Oh my freaking god. So to give you an idea of what the apartment looked like, it was a studio apartment that had a separate bathroom, a separate toilet, like a closet for storage, a tiny, tiny balcony that you couldn't even sit on. Every other part of the house was kind of connected. So the kitchen, hallway, living room, and bedroom was all kind of in the same room. There was like one wall that kind of divided the bedroom from the other parts of the studio. We lived here with just the two of us, my boyfriend and me, and we were fine with it at first. So it all started when we went to see the apartment before we decided to rent it back in, I would say, oh gosh, I don't know, May 2022, maybe April. So the beginning of the year, and we moved in basically at the end of the summer. When we went to view the place, it was super freaking warm. It was super hot. There was this guy living in it who wasn't home at the time. All the windows were closed. So we were just like, maybe this guy never freaking opens his windows. Or maybe the heating was on, like super high. So we didn't think anything of it. We were really in a pickle because school was starting soon. I had already signed up for school and I didn't even have a place yet. So we were kind of in a pickle and we were in a rush to get something. This apartment was super pretty. Like, I can't say anything about the looks of it because it was super pretty. It had these super big windows, like a greenhouse. Anyway, so the apartment was stunning. Really, really stunning. The problem was that the windows kind of worked like a magnifying glass, which is why it was probably so hot in there. And also the isolation was just a little too good. So in freaking winter, let's say January, it would be 20 degrees Celsius, which is 68 degrees Fahrenheit, without any heating on. So can you imagine how hot it would be in summer? My boyfriend would literally sit behind his desk in his underwear working because it was this freaking hot. The landlord, he didn't want to do anything about it. Basically, when he came in and we would complain about the heat, he would be like, oh, it's not that bad. And like, we were stunned. We were like, what do you mean it's not that bad? So that was one problem we had with the apartment. The second problem was that we had mold. How can you have mold when it's that hot inside your apartment? Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't know why we had mold. We had the windows open 24/7. And every time we got rid of the mold, it came back. So because it was this hot inside and we had the mold, we had to, you know, ventilate the place, you know, get the windows open. The third problem, and this is kind of on us, the apartment was located near a super busy road. It was like living on the freaking highway. So that was problem number three. It was too hot, mold, and traffic noise. But then there was this fourth problem. Oh my, don't even get me started. We had the last apartment in our hallway. So we only had one neighbor next to us, which was kind of nice. There was no one living under us. And there was like half of the time that we lived there, there was someone living above us, which is fine. We didn't really have any complaints about that person. The person living next to us, though, he introduced himself when we moved into the apartment. And he seemed like a really nice guy, like a really genuine guy. So we moved in on a Sunday. Okay. Sunday, we had our first night there. This guy apparently broke up with his girlfriend the day that we moved in. So you can only imagine how happy he was. He didn't really show it to us that he was unhappy, but apparently he was, because he started a techno party at 11 p.m. till 11 a.m. 11 in the morning. You're hearing that right. 11 in the morning. I still have some pictures of me from the day after. My eyes were swollen from crying. The first day that I moved into my new apartment, my new glorious adventure in the big city, was already terrifying for me. I was overwhelmed. I was sad. I was scared. We decided not to say anything that first night because we didn't want to be those kind of neighbors, you know? Even though he was being that kind of neighbor by making so much noise. Yeah, I don't know what was going on down there in that apartment, but these walls were not thick. These walls were like cardboard. And, well, not cardboard, but, you know, it was very noisy. There were so many people at this party. I think there were like, maybe like 20 people. And these apartments, these studio apartments, they were small. Let me tell you, they were small. These people would hang out of their windows, smoking, yelling. It was terrible. And that was the night that I kind of already had my doubts about this, but I was trying to stay positive. You know, the next day it was all quiet. The next week it was quiet until it was Saturday. On Saturday, he did it all over again. And on Sunday, he did it all over again. Until every week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he had a party. And they would go on until 11, 12 in the morning. Imagine you just move into a new apartment and you're so happy to be there. You're starting this new chapter of your life. And somebody just ruins it for you. Like, it was really ruined for me. It was just crazy. This guy had full-on parties with like 20 plus people in this tiny apartment. Until eventually, we were sick of it. We called the police anonymously because I was scared of this guy. I was scared of him because apparently, and this is something we found out later, he used to beat up his girlfriend. He also beat up my landlord. He was unhinged. So we were scared. We were terrified to say anything to him about it. My boyfriend did end up going to his apartment like the second time he had a party when we didn't really know any of this yet. And he was like, can you guys be more quiet? And this guy, he was like super nice about it. He was like, yeah, sure, man. Do you want to like come in, have a drink with us? And we obviously didn't want to do that because this guy, he was like, his eyes were so big. I'm sure he was on drugs. And I still don't get it because the first time we met him, he was so nice. So this went on and on and on for like weeks and weeks on end. And eventually the landlord tried to get him out of his apartment, but for legal issues, he couldn't. So it took another 3 months. He got kicked out by the landlord. He had to pack up his shit and leave. And this is when we finally had some peace again. And I thought that I could just keep living here. And then they started doing renovations upstairs, which meant that they started drilling in freaking concrete from 7 a.m. to like 2 p.m. every day. And that's kind of what pushed me over the edge. That's kind of the moment that I was like, you know what? I don't really like it here anymore. I want to move out. I want to pack my shit and go. And that's what we did. We already knew that we wanted to move out of the city because this wasn't for me. I was super depressed at this time. I was super lonely. I had no energy. I had no motivation to do anything. I was vlogging on my YouTube back then. You can watch those vlogs, by the way. They're still up. And then you can kind of see what the apartment looks like or looked like. I did learn a lot when I lived there. I really learned how to deal with stressful situations. And I'm really proud of myself for that. And also, I'm really proud of my boyfriend for sticking with me because I was so stressed out. Your home is supposed to be your safe place, the place you feel most comfortable in. But for me, my home felt like a place I didn't want to be at all. We kind of realized that we were only kind of fleeting our home, you know, going to my mom and dad, spending the night there on random days for no reason but to be away from home. So when we moved, I felt this huge weight being lifted from my shoulders because since I've been living here, I've been able to make content again and have all these creative ideas. I just really, really am so grateful for living here. I think it was the best decision I've ever made. So yeah, in conclusion, I hate the city. No, just kidding. I hated living there. But I am not gonna say that I'm never gonna live in a city ever again. Like, that's just a stupid thing to say. I don't think every city is the same. And I don't think everybody's experience is the same. For now, I'm really, really happy with where I'm living. And I just feel like this is really what I need right now. I am curious to hear about your living situation. Are you a small town girl or a big city girl? let me know. I'm really, really curious. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope that you'll be joining me for the next episode, and I will see you, or you will hear me, next time. Bye.